Writer Nathaniel Hawthorne, author of The Scarlet Letter and The House of Seven Gables, had a reputation for being cold and very private. A newly published excerpt from Hawthorne's notebooks reveals a side of him many do not know, that of being a father. 20 Days with Julian and Little Bunny by Papa is Hawthorne's detailed journal of the 3 weeks he spent with his son Julian. Hawthorne's little adventure began on this day, July 28th, in 1851. His wife, Sophia, took their 2 daughters to Boston to visit her family, so Hawthorne, then 47, and their 5-year-old Julian were left alone in their tiny red house in the Berkshires. Novelist Paul Auster wrote the book's introduction.
It turned out that this 20 days with Julian was in a separate notebook that he kept with his wife, and Sophia would write in it about the children. And it's so moving to hold this thing in your hands and look at the little children's drawings that are on some of the pages, and even the scribbles that I suppose the baby made over the writing of the parents. So it's really a very intimate document.
Well, 2 things come immediately to mind. One was just what a great dad he was.
I think you're right. You know, Hawthorne was a very taciturn fellow, notoriously quiet, withdrawn, solitary, and shy. But I think somehow the kids brought something out in him that no one else was able to. And he was not a traditional 19th century father, not a harsh disciplinarian, almost a kind of companion, even playmate with the children. I think his wife, Sophia, was the one who ran the household in a more formal way.
And the other thing is, who knew Hawthorne was funny?
Exactly. And I think this is one of the reasons why I really wanted to bring this thing out as a separate, standalone book. I mean, we've known about it for a long time, but nobody reads it because it's buried inside this big scholarly tome that is mostly to be found in libraries and is read only by Hawthorne scholars. But to see the what you would call this dry wit in action gives you a whole new picture about who he was and what he was as a writer, I think.
He wrote about Bunny. He was very sympathetic to Bunny. He said, "For an indoor playmate, there was Bunny, who does not turn out to be a very interesting companion and makes me more trouble than he is worth. There ought to be 2 rabbits in order to bring out each other's remarkable qualities, if any there be."
The funny thing about the bunny is that at first he really was not interested in him at all. And little by little, as the weeks passed, he felt some kind of affection growing in him. And unfortunately, little Hindlegs, that was the name they gave the bunny, died on the last day of the diary. They found him stiff and cold that morning in the bathroom, and that was the end of the rabbit.
Well, he's a writer, of course, and he notices things. I mean, nature is on every page here.
I think Hawthorne is one of the great articulators of what it is to experience nature and to be inside it and to look at it. And I should add that in the notebook, the manuscript that I saw, there's not a single cross out. He just wrote it straight and didn't rework anything. So this prose that we're reading in the book here is raw, undigested, and right off the top of his head.
Now Julian. Julian is 5 years old and won't shut up.
Yes, a motor mouth. One of those high-energy kids who thinks he knows everything is just pelting his father with streams of discourse, you know, from early in the morning till he goes to bed at night. And there are moments when Hawthorne just is about to lose his temper, but he manages to control himself, which is quite remarkable.
Now, there was one moment of great parental fear here. He lost sight of Julian.
It's a very moving moment towards the end of the diary, and it shows the degree to which Hawthorne had assumed not only the paternal role, but the maternal role. And he said, in addition to all my paternal anxieties, now I have taken on all the worries of his mother as well. And Hawthorne was in the barn, I think, reading or just thinking, and suddenly he realized that he hadn't heard or seen Julian for over an hour, and he started to get very worried, and he prowled all over the terrain, couldn't find him, shouting out his name, and suddenly Julian popped up with some little present in his hand and a big smile on his face. which I think Hawthorne referred to as his phiz, P-H-I-Z, a beautiful word we don't use anymore. And all was well, but it was a tremendous relief to him.
Yeah, you feel such a failure. And I'm given this primary responsibility. Just make sure the kid is safe and he's gone. The worst
exactly.
has happened to him.
Exactly. Interestingly enough, Julian lived to the age of 86, died in 1934, I think it was. He became a writer. No one knows this anymore. And he was quite popular at the time. I suppose what we would define as a hack writer. He published, believe it or not, over 100 books in his lifetime. Something like 50 or 60 novels among them. At one point, he wound up going to prison for a year for being involved in some kind of stock swindle. He had 8 or 10 children, left his first wife at some point late in life, moved out to California. A very strange career, but as this little boy, sort of a remarkably precocious and energetic and quite adorable child, at least as depicted by his father.
Paul Auster wrote the preface to the newly published writings of Nathaniel Hawthorne on fatherhood. It's called 20 Days with Julian and Little Bunny by Papa. The NPR science editors are Ann Gudenkauf, Joe Neal, Allison Richards, and David Barron. The producers are Rebecca Davis and Jane Greenhalgh. The editorial assistant is Giselle Grayson. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedford.